This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And as I welcome my guests in studio this morning, all the way from Namibia University of Science and Technology, they are joining me in studio as they are going about at MUT with the visit. As we welcome them on MUT Radio, Vukubangena Breakfast. So it's the only way to start your day. I'm just going to quickly do my introductions and allow them to do the introductions on MUT Radio to tell us all about themselves, who they are, where they come from. And thank you so much, by the way, for joining us on MUT Radio. This is our campus radio station at Mangosuthu University of Technology. Maybe let me start with you, sir. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
My name is Colin Tondo. I'm the Director for Academic Development and Support at the Namibia University of Science and Technology. So we deal with things like curriculum development, quality assurance, teaching with technology, work integrated learning, and the likes.
Wow.
So that's, in short, my portfolio.
Portfolio. Thank you so much. And let's go to this the beautiful lady here to tell us where she's from, Ubani. Please assist with the mic there. Ms. Mbulas, thank you so much. Hello, ma'am.
Hey, good morning, and thank you so much for welcoming us at MUT. It's actually our first time, some of us here at this university. My name is Esther Johannes, and I'm the Senior Program Development, Senior in Curriculum, Senior Program Development Coordinator at the Namibia University of Science and Technology. We are responsible for coordinating the curriculum activities of the universities. And that speaks volume in terms of our entire curriculum program, facilitating the NQF registration, short courses and capacity building, and also research for our university. Thank you so much for welcoming us.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Vukubangena Breakfast Show. Last but not least, let's welcome also the beautiful lady there besides Esther. Good morning, ma'am. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for hosting us. We're really thrilled to be here in Durban. It's our first time in Isipingo, and we're happy to be here. My name is Annelie Willemse. I'm the Senior Program Quality Assurance Coordinator at NUST, Namibia University of Science and Technology. And I'm responsible for, or my unit is responsible for, program quality assurance. So we do pretty much the same that MUT is doing, the quality management division of MUT is doing. So we coordinate external quality assurance activities and then also internal quality assurance reviews of our programs. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Maybe we should adopt you in South Africa. You sound South African. Really, you really sound South African. But no, thank you so much for joining us. Maybe if you can just tell us about your visit at MUT. I know you started on the 28th up until today. How has it been like at MUT, and what was your purpose of visiting MUT and South Africa in general?
Thank you. So our visit started on Monday. So we visited various departments. The aim of the visit was for us to benchmark and, you know, compare notes, compare departments, compare our activities in the two universities and see how, where one can improve, where others are doing better than you and so on. So it was more a learning curve for both of us, both the universities, in terms of the activities that they are doing, the processes, the policies, the structures, and so on, that they are following for them to be able to do the best in terms of the activities that they are doing. So it has been really enlightening. We learn a lot from the colleagues that we're having a lot of discussions with. Like Monday and Tuesday, we were in intense meetings from the morning all the way up to lunch. You are sitting, and there are presentations and discussions and so on. So there is quite a lot that we share with them, and that they also share with us. And I think it is not only just to end here. There's quite a number of opportunities that we also noted that we can collaborate with as the two university. The reason why we choose this university is because it is a university of science and technology, just like ours.
Yes.
So we didn't want it really to go to a general university, but we wanted to to be in a university that likes or that has the same mandate like ours. And that is what we learned, that really the many of the activities that you are doing and things, the way how you are doing it, are almost close and similar to us. So wow. We are looking forward to more collaborations between the various departments, because some of the departments are, we were there, but the departments are not here. So we are going to share the ideas with the academics, with the other departments at our university, and then create links and collaborations between those departments so that we can share programs, we can share joint programs, like joint accreditation and stuff like that.
Yes. Maybe your highlight, Esther, of this visit in particular?
It's a learning curve. Education is a collaborative effort.
Mm.
And by this, I mean you can learn 1 or 2 points from your colleague, because we are all in Applied University, University of Science and Technologies. And from that, I mean what I may not be probably good at in terms of our university, we could pick it up from our colleague here this side.
Mm.
It has been very fun, interactive. We have learned quite a lot of issues, especially from our colleagues, in terms of our processes and systems. And going back home, we know we will be not leaving empty-handed, but we are leaving with a full briefcase.
Yes,
going back to Namibia, and I hope we are going to implement a lot of initiative that we have learned here today, and also the couple of the days that we have been here. And overall, in general, the warmth of the people here at this university, people are so welcoming. We have been taken care of the past 2 days that we have been here. It's quite awesome, and one cannot complain. And thank you so much.
Wow, thank you. And maybe you can also say about maybe one of your highlights from the visit at MUT.
Thank you so much. The highlight for me is to sit here in the studio.
Oh, wow. That is definitely
yeah, because, you see, we've seen it on the program, Mood Radio Station. But now this morning I was wondering, is it a tour, you know, to see what you're doing here? Or will we be interviewed? So this is really nice. We also have a NAS radio station.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
And they're also doing, you know, good things. But it's really, you know, for me, such a good experience to be here and to be interviewed. Well, maybe if I can share what prompted the visit from our side. In February this year, your vice chancellor with two colleagues visited NAST. We have a long-standing agreement with MUT, and I think it's basically on research, cooperation, and curriculum development. But then my colleague and I, we're only two in the section, we said, no, we have to go visit MUT. Let's try and do something and see if we will succeed. And while we're here, and we're grateful to be here, and you are doing pretty much what we are doing, you know, because education is a generic concept. Quality assurance is a generic concept. Yes. Curriculum development, everything that you do, I mean, is what all the other institutions are doing. But sometimes there's something that stands out. So we learned a lot from you over the 2 day discussions that we had and visits that we had to the units. And thank you so much for being so warm and welcoming, as my colleague Esther said. Thank you.
Wow, definitely. But you mentioned something very important, collaboration, which is something we all need as universities. I've seen our vice chancellor and other delegates from MUT going out and about in all universities, trying to, you know, collaborate with other universities. Why is it important to collaborate with other universities, even from other countries as well, as in NAST and as MUT?
Yeah, for what I also notice is that when you are collaborating, actually you are learning from the others. And the other thing is also, when you are collaborating, you are actually sharing knowledge with others, because education is all about knowledge sharing. education is all about, because the whole thing is about when you, for example, if you are having a curriculum that you are doing a Bachelor of Engineering here.
Yes.
And you don't know what the other university next to you is having or how they are doing it and what equipments and so on. So when you start collaborating and they have new ideas of doing things, you incorporate that into your curriculum. That is what we call now benchmarking. You benchmark with others to see the best practice and see which one can I take and which one can I also give to the others for them to learn to see this is the best way to do it, because everybody is trying to develop. We don't want to be stagnant and stay at the same level doing the same thing year in, year out. So you need to learn from others. You need to go out and see how others are doing it differently from you, and that can help you to improve and better your systems. Sometimes yes. Also there are we are living in an age of technological advancement where AI and all these things yes. are taking over. So some universities have already developed advanced AI technology for data storing or data capturing. You are sitting there in your office, you think you are the best, but the others are running ahead. Yes. So you can go to that and learn from there, and you don't need to go through the whole process they have gone through to get there. So sometimes you just learn and it helps you to develop faster and achieve greater heights.
Definitely. One thing, Esther, about universities is that they are mostly student-centered. If you think about a university, you think of a student. And I know that probably some of your students would love to come at MUT. Maybe what did you see that you would want for your students to come and witness at MUT?
Thank you for the question. As I said already from onset, the humility, the environment of this university, I think, makes it stand out. I'm not saying NUST environment is not standing
yes,
out,
definitely.
But I could see the way the students conduct themselves here. And even from the way I'm seeing the staff themselves conduct themselves, you can see a peaceful environment that is perhaps promoting a learning with easy. It's a very safe environment. I was on the way here to the station. I was telling my colleague, like, I think I need to tour around this campus.
Yes.
I just want to see the in and out of this campus, because I'm looking at the way the student conduct. They are very friendly. You can see there's no mess around the institution, because most of the university, you go around and you see things that are happening. Everything is but you can see the way they conduct themselves. It's quite impressive. I haven't really seen much them in terms of the classroom and so forth, and how do the teaching goes on. But you can really see that the environment itself is quite conducive for learning.
Wow.
And one would want to see mobility, not only for our student coming here, but you also want to see mobility of your student coming to NUST and experience the beauty of Namibia.
Wow.
We are in the city center. NUST is in a city center, and your university is different from
yes.
in terms of... It's
the
sort
location,
of in and
yes.
out locations. But yeah, I'm seeing a peaceful environment.
Wow. Any cultural shock?
No.
No.
You know, that there wouldn't be shocks because South Africa and Namibia share similar background in terms of culture, in terms of topography, cities, and everything. So there's nothing shocking. And in fact, this is not my first time coming to Durban.
Durban, okay.
It's probably my third or fourth.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, we share the similar cultures and everything looks pretty good.
Definitely. No, thank you so much. Let me not hold you for long. I know you still have a whole day against to see and witness MUT as well. But thank you so much. Maybe your last words, each just to, as we're closing off the show, what you liked about MUT, anything, man, that you can say to us as the MUT community. Maybe let me start with you.
So. Yeah, for us, or for me myself, what I notice is that there is a lot of people are more traditional When they meet you, they will first greet you in their language.
Sawubona. Yes.
It doesn't matter where you are coming from. So you have to learn now to respond. So for me, that was something that stand out, that they really, they are, and the way they say it is so nice, and it sounds so good. Wow. Yeah. So for the way forward, we have a lot of discussions with the various groups, so we are going to really work further in terms of maybe developing curriculums together, having programs that are, we were looking at joint programs. So you do maybe 2 years here, you do 1 year in Namibia, you get your certificate from both university.
Yes.
Those type of joint and double degree kind of approach, those are the things that we want to look up into, and even the quality assurance and all this, many, many areas that we agreed on.
Yes.
So we are looking forward to that and see how we can cooperate, because many a times, African universities, we want to, you know, have cooperation with the outside. But among ourselves, there is no cooperation. But you want to have a French university or a British university that you are, you know, French. And that is what we want to work towards. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much. Any last words? Yes.
Thank you so much. I think what impressed me from the beginning that I entered your campus is that it's a beautiful campus, really. And what also took me by heart is that the government brought education to the people.
Yes.
You know? And it's very good, because what we do at NUST now for the past, I think, 4 years, we also have expanded. We have satellite campuses also in different regions of our country. Our main campus is in the city, and I think it's a very good thing to do that and to try to include, to have inclusive education and to broaden access so that, you know, our children, they don't have to travel far distances to get to a university, because all of them want to attend university, because it's good for the family, even, you know, to have a child that's on at university. So for me, this is beautiful, and it's my first time at this side of Durban, Isipingo. Yes. I love it. We went to the beach yesterday, and we just enjoyed it. And so we are looking forward to the fruitful collaborations that we are going to have with Moot, and I hope this will not be our last visit to Moot, and you're
it's
welcome to also
not.
Visit us. Thank you very much.
No, thank you so much. And by the way, we are like the only university, I'm sure they might have told you this, we are the only university that is situated in the township at MUT. So what you are saying, I'm adding on what you are saying, it's quite an interesting one, because they brought the university to the community. That's where the people are. No, thank you so much, colleagues, for joining us on MUT Radio. It's really such an honor to have you on MUT Radio, and all the best with all the collaborations. I know for sure that in September we're celebrating our Heritage Month in September. So we'll be sharing those cultural activities and all that with NUST University Radio Station there. That's definitely for sure. But no, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.